tenants, who will give him his share of the crop at harvest time.
Jesus said to them,
Have you never read in the scriptures? The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
Therefore, I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit.
He who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, but he on whom it falls will be crushed.
When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard Jesus' parables, they knew he was talking about them. They looked for a way to arrest him, but they were afraid of the crowd because the people held that he was a prophet. Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying,
The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come. But they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle have been butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet. But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. He said to his servants, The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. Go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you can find. So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, both good and bad. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. Friend, he asked, How did you get in here without wedding clothes? The man was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are invited, but few are chosen.
Then the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap him in his words. They sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians.
Teacher,
they said,
we know you are a man of integrity, and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You are not swayed by men, because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not.
But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said,
"You hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the taxes."
They brought him a denarius, and he asked them,
"Whose portrait is this and whose inscription?"
Caesar.
They replied. Then he said to them,
"Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's."
When they heard this, they were amazed. So they left him and went away. That same day, the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him with a question.
"Teacher,"
they said,
"Moses told us that if a man dies without having children, his brother must marry the widow and have children for him. Now, there were 7 brothers among us. The first one married and died, and since he had no children, he left his wife to his brother. The same thing happened to the second and third brother, right on down to the 7th. Finally, the woman died. Now then, at the resurrection, whose wife will she be of the 7, since all of them were married to her?"
Jesus replied,
"You are in error, because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. At the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven. But about the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what God said to you? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living."
When the crowds heard this, they were astonished at his teaching. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question.
"Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?"
Jesus replied,
"Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these 2 commandments."
While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them,
"What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?"
"The son of David,"
they replied. He said to them,
"How is it then that David, speaking by the Spirit, calls him Lord? For he says, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' If then David calls him Lord, how can he be his son?"
No one could say a word in reply. And from that day on, no one dared to ask him any more questions. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples,
"The teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, so you must obey them and do everything they tell you. But do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy loads and put them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for men to see. They make their phylacteries wide and the tassels on their garments long. They love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted in the marketplaces and to have men call them rabbi. But you are not to be called rabbi. For you have only one master, and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he is in heaven. Nor are you to be called teachers, for you have one teacher, the Christ. The greatest among you will be your servant, for whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You shut the kingdom of heaven in men's faces. You yourselves do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You travel over land and sea to win a single convert. And when he becomes one, you make him twice as much a son of hell as you are. Woe to you, blind guides! You say if anyone swears by the temple, it means nothing. But if anyone swears by the gold of the temple, he is bound by his oath. You blind fools! Which is greater, the gold or the temple that makes the gold sacred? You also say, if anyone swears by the altar, it means nothing. But if anyone swears by the gift on it, he is bound by his oath. You blind men, which is greater? The gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? Therefore, he who swears by the altar swears by it and by everything on it. And he who swears by the temple swears by it and by the one who dwells in it. And he who swears by heaven swears by God's throne and by the one who sits on it. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin. But you have neglected the more important matters of the law. Justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former. You blind guides! You strain out a gnat, but swallow a camel. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee! First clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside also will be clean. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You're like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside, you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside, you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build tombs for the prophets and decorate the graves of the righteous. And you say, if we had lived in the days of our forefathers, we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of the prophets. So you testify against yourselves that you are the descendants of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of the sin of your forefathers. You snakes! You brood of vipers! How will you escape being condemned to hell? Therefore, I am sending you prophets and wise men and teachers. Some of them you will kill and crucify. Others you will flog in your synagogues and pursue from town to town. And so, upon you will come all the righteous blood that has been shed on earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. I tell you the truth. All this will come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to its buildings. Do you see all these things? He asked.
I tell you the truth. Not one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments
white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansion thrice? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb, are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Lay aside the
garments that are stained with sin
and be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Blood of the Lamb, are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
One more time.
Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His love.
Step into the water.
Wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
It's time to breathe people. Stand up for what is right. It's time to spread our shoulders back and raise us towards the front. It's the Bible is my weapon. Spirit is my shield. The church needs more its members to be workers in the field.
Oh, step into the water. Wade out a little bit deeper. Put your feet in the water of His love. Step into the water. Wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
There's victory for the Christian who walks the narrow way. There's been a prize appointed for the soul who does not stray. For one to live for Jesus, be all that I should be. That I can rest in forever to live eternally.
Oh, step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Put your feet in the water of His love. Oh, step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Put your feet in the water of His love. Oh, step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. Come join angels singing, hear those glad bells ringing. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
Come on, children, step into the water. Come on, children, step into the water.
Come on, children, step into the water. Ooh, ooh,
ooh. Is that a fun song? Actually, no, that's,
Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper, wet your feet in the water of His love. Oh, step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper, come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
For what it's right, it's time to rag and I sort of back and raise the soul to God. For the Bible is my weapon, and the soul is my shield. The church needs more its members to be workers in the field.
Oh, step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His love. Oh, step into the water, way down a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
There's victory for the Christian who walks the narrow way.
There's been a prize appointed for the soul who does not stray.
To
be all that I should be, I can rest in forever to live eternally.
Oh, step into the water, way down a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His love. Oh, step into the water, way down a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
Take a brand and there's victory.
Way down a little bit deeper, wet your feet in the water of His love. Oh, step into the water, way down a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. Come join angels singing, hear those glad bells ring. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
Come on, children, step into the water.
Come on, children, step into the water.
Ooh.